My best friend lives right inside Philadelphia, so anytime I go visit her, it's easiest to take the train. I love the whole experience of taking the train, and maybe I've romanticized it a little bit. I love the back and forth motion, watching the trees blur by, and of course, I love the train station. I love 30th Street Station. The sounds, I'm gonna miss the click-clack of the board that showed train departures. I love the sounds of the people, of luggage scooting across the floor. The smells, there's nothing like an Auntie Anne's pretzel, am I right? I love the smells of the food and the coffee. This is a place of so much life and activity, and I drink it all in. What most of these people coming and going, and probably even the people that work there, don't know is a church was started at 30th Street Station. A church in a women's bathroom. Pastor Violet Little traveled through 30th Street Station every day, and like most travelers, had to stop and use the bathroom before she went to her next destination. As she went about her business, she would encounter homeless women warming up inside in the winter and washing up. After several encounters, Pastor Little realized, and I quote her now, "God is always looking for a dwelling place, and this run-down women's bathroom turned out to be a place of God's holy dwelling." God became known in a women's bathroom. So she started talking with these women, building relationships, and eventually she started worshiping with these women. And to me, this is what Jesus is talking about in our story for today from Luke. Now, maybe you missed it, so I'm going to read the first sentence of our story again. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place. Jesus came down with them. Jesus was with them, the people who were ill and had unclean spirits. Jesus was with them. That little word, with, makes such a difference. Jesus was present with them. He walked with them, stood beside them, and sat down alongside people who ordinarily would have been ignored, or thought to be odd or frightening, people to be avoided. But Jesus was with them. And our story for today says he was on a level place with them. He stood on a level playing field, a level ground with them. Then what Jesus says next is so simple, but probably was so shocking. He begins to proclaim blessings to the poor, the hungry, the grieving, the hated, and the exiled. Pastor Nadia Bowles Weber beautifully encapsulates this moment and writes this of Jesus' blessings. Maybe Jesus was simply blessing the ones around him that day who didn't otherwise receive blessing, who had come to believe that for them, blessings would never be in the cards. She writes, I mean, come on, doesn't that sound like something Jesus would do? Extravagantly throwing around blessings as though they grow on trees. Jesus was blessing those that didn't know what it meant to be blessed. Jesus was blessing those no one would bless. Jesus always blesses the most unlikely people. Jesus blesses the people we would never imagine blessing. Jesus blesses the people we ignore, the people we are afraid of. And he even blesses the people we hate. Now, who are these people Jesus blesses? Jesus blesses the people who come here to Trinity for giant gift cards when they can't make ends meet. Jesus blesses those women in the bathroom at the train station. Jesus blesses all those furloughed federal workers who couldn't put food on the table during the government shutdown. Jesus blesses those who rely on food stamps and governmental aid. Jesus blesses those who have doubt, who are unsure of their faith. Jesus blesses those who come here to worship but sneak out without saying a word. Jesus blesses those who are lonely or shy. Jesus blesses those who are hungry for relationship and connection. Jesus blesses those with depression, those who want to be happy but just can't. Jesus blesses those who mourn, whose hearts are broken. Jesus blesses refugees and immigrants. Jesus blesses those who are bullied and called names. Jesus blesses those who fear hate might get them killed. Jesus blesses the most unlikely people. Jesus blesses the people we won't bless. Now you're probably thinking, what about those woes? Why does Jesus say woe to you? Jesus says woe to us who miss out on the amazing work God is doing among those Jesus blesses. Jesus says woe to us who miss out on relationships with those Jesus blesses. Woe to us who let our money, our possessions, our abundance blind us to God's work and to relationship. Last Sunday night, Lady Gaga gave an amazing acceptance speech at the Grammys. Now, if you didn't see it, it's a short clip and you should Google it because her words are so important. She spoke out for mental health awareness, but her words ring true for anyone who is suffering. She proclaimed, "We gotta take care of each other. If you see someone who is hurting, don't look away." Jesus didn't look away. Jesus went right to those who were hurting. Jesus was with those who were hurting. And Jesus calls us to be with those who are hurting, the poor, the hungry, the grieving, the hated, and the exiled. Jesus calls us to this hard, hard work, especially in response to the many blessings in our lives. Jesus is calling us to the hard work of being present with those who suffer, blessing those we can't imagine ever loving, let alone liking, being in relationship with those who are different from us. Because the love of Jesus goes beyond our little circle. The love of Jesus surrounds every person, envelops every place. And right here, right now, right in front of our faces, God is doing amazing work. And we are called to be a part of it. Have you served the hungry? Check out the great work being done at the Ecumenical Food Pantry or the St. Patrick's Breakfast in Harrisburg. Have you served the ill or grieving? Check out Pink Hands of Hope that serves women affected by breast cancer, or service someone visiting our homebound members. Have you served those in exile? Join us for worship at Dauphin County Prison and be changed by the faith of those who are incarcerated. Friends, we have received the grace of God. We have been blessed abundantly. God has been made known in the many blessings in our lives. And now we have been called to make God known in the lives of others. Abundantly blessed. blessing them. Amen.